At a point in life when I thought I should be further along the trail to enlightenment, I recently came to understand that one person's Christmas tradition can bring on another's migraine. It began, as it so often does, innocently. When my grandsons arrived early in this millennium, a bonanza of two within 19 months, I took up the role of grandmother with enthusiasm. My son and his wife are lovely conservative people who value family. I am a liberal who also values family. So I organize Easter egg hunts and take the boys to baseball games. But in December, I go all out. We see the play A Christmas Carol and watch the Newport Harbor Boat Parade, hot chocolate and gloved hands. But the high point has always been our great gingerbread house decorating day. Early on, we gave up on trying to build graham cracker houses as they break too easily. Ditto for the, quote, easy to assemble, end quote, kits, glued together by mixing the powdered white frosting that seems to require perfect climatic conditions to set up. Because my husband and I lack the small motor skills or the intelligence to decipher the simple assembly directions, we now simply purchase already constructed houses. It's true. We buy economy-sized cans of white frosting, easily applied with plastic knives, that stays soft all through the holidays. It's a lovely way to spend the afternoon talking around the table about school and the girls they like and sports and the books we've read. Each year I send the boys home, admittedly on a sugar high, with their decorated houses, considering my grandmotherly job well done. Earlier this month, though, my son dropped by. We need to talk, he said. It's about the gingerbread houses. I got him a cup of coffee, though he looked like he might like something stronger. The last couple of years have been hell, he confessed. The story goes like this. One kid swipes a gumdrop off his brother's doorway. Retaliation. A corner of a roof is broken off. A candy cane disappears. Escalation. A marshmallow snowman goes missing. Last year, when the boys were 10 and 11, gingerbread warfare had already been waged when the parents were awakened one morning by a wail of horror from their younger son. Marked on his pristinely frosted roof of his little gingerbread house was an obscenity so vile that he was inconsolable. Parental investigation revealed that the elder brother had indeed inscribed the letters P-O-O-P on the roof of his brother's house. The victim threw it in the trash. My son sighed. How about you just buy one house for the two of them this year? They can decorate it together and it would be theirs to share. I've been making them do most of their chores together lately rather than separately, and it's working. I tell them if one fails, they both fail. Sounds kind of like socialism, I thought. Though I did not say it. It's too near the election and their feelings are still tender. Besides, it's Christmas, the season of peacemaking. And besides that, I'm a grandmother, still treading the path to enlightenment.